This is WHQR's communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Do you have any fly traps?
I don't. I killed mine. Accidentally.
Apparently they're pretty particular about the water, and like you can't feed them too much. They're picky.
But I saw this movie where if you give them human blood, they thrive.
Is that a Little Shop of Horrors or something?
The Coastal Land Trust holds its annual fly trap frolic tomorrow at the Stanley Reeder Carnivorous Plant Garden. Diana Corbett, a former Land Trust board member, hatched the idea for this event 8 years ago.
I woke up one morning and thought, wouldn't it be fun to highlight that garden? And so I invited Camilla Herlovic, who is the executive director, and some other people from the Coastal Land Trust to go out to the gardens with me. And I pitched the idea of the fly trap frolic. What we didn't plan on was the timing. We got together in June, and so our first frolic was in July, the latter part of July. It was so hot. All the plants had burnt up, and we only had one fly trap that we could see. There was one little sundew, and then the pitcher plants, they were kind of brown as well.
And that's why the frolic is now held in the springtime.
It's just so spectacular right now because it has all the flowers. The pitcher plants bloom first, and then here comes your fly traps after that. It's a real green garden. You've got your yellow flowers, and you've got your purple pitcher plants. It's just spectacular.
In terms of the fly traps, I think not everyone knows that they are a very special thing right here in the Cape Fear region.
Yeah, absolutely. The fly trap only grows within about 100 miles of Wilmington. Wilmington is its native home base. The fly trap's adapted to be able to grow in very nutrient-poor soil. It is being considered on the endangered list because of lots of different influences, including poaching, which is now a felony, and other pressures on its habitat, which is one of the reasons why the Coastal Land Trust champions the fly trap, because it grows in places where we save land.
That's Stephanie Borat, the Director of Donor Relations with the Coastal Land Trust. The fly trap frolic is not just an observational activity in the garden. There are all kinds of hands-on activities.
So we have crafts and carnivorous plant cornhole this year, where kids will throw the bean bags and feed a pitcher plant and a fly trap. There's face painting. Halliburton will be there with some animals that are safe to touch, which is always a hit. The North America Sarracenia Conservancy from Brunswick County will be there with members and a youth board member who will be one of our garden guides. We'll have students from UNCW and other folks that know about carnivorous plants in the garden. We have a scavenger hunt. Everyone will get a card when they walk in, and the garden guides will help you find all the different kinds of carnivorous plants in the garden. Several other types of activities to do for all ages, but kind of geared toward the kids.
People think of Little Shop of Horrors, and they think there are going to be these big, massive plants out there that's going to come and attack the little kids. But actually, you have to get almost on your hands and knees to see these, because the fly trap's about a little bit larger than a silver dollar, and then the sundews are about the size of a quarter, and even sometimes the size of a nickel.
That's Diana Corbett and Stephanie Borat from the Fly Trap Frolic, happening tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Stanley Reeder Carnivorous Plant Garden near Alderman Elementary School on Independence Boulevard. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.